Well, I'm Juliet Frumhold, and I am very happy to welcome our guests into the studio. We're going to get to know them, but first, let's go ahead and hear some live music from The Great Wide Open.
We all want our hair to fall like James Dean's. Wanna understand without knowing what it means. We all want to walk tall like John Wayne. With all the glory, pain. Yeah, we all want to play with the devil without knowing his name.
Come on now. 'Great Wide Open,' and that song is called We All Want, and that song and this next song will be on our upcoming full length, and as soon as Travis tunes, we'll play a new song.
Sorry, guys. Okay.
This next song is called Miss Mississippi.
From the Great Wide Open, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We'll be back to chat with them here in just a moment. And of course, we're going to hear some more live music before it's all said and done. Stick around. This is 91.3 WISO.
It's soul music from St. Paul and the Broken Bones next time. These Birmingham, Alabama-based revivalists are in our studio. Plus, we'll hear some varied and very fun Latin covers of Anglo songs on Latin roots. I'm David Dye. Meet St. Paul and the Broken Bones and more on the next World Cafe.
Tomorrow afternoon at 1, right after our excursions, right here on WISO.
When one world's not enough, it's time to go around the fringe. It's Rev Cool, and I'm calling all you hip-shaking sisters and finger-popping daddies to join me for Around the Fringe, your Friday night dance party of the airwaves, right here on WYSO 91.3 FM and WYSO.org.
Around the Fringe, 8 to 10, Fridays on 91.3 WYSO.
It's just one of those curious things that I've noticed.
I was just wondering what was there before.
This is Why So Curious, and my question is, why so early? Why is the farmer's market over by noon?
Why?
Who, what, when? Is there some part of the Miami Valley's history, people, or economy you've always wondered about? Our series, Why So Curious, wants to know. You Ask the Questions WISO Reporters Explore. Go to WISO.org to join in by asking your question. We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I'm Juliette Frumholt, and just a moment ago we heard music from Jake, John, and Travis individually, but together they are known as the Great Wide Open. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello. Very happy to have you all here.
Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. Tell me, how was it that the three of you came together to start playing music? Is this a relatively new thing, or have you guys been playing together for a while?
We have been playing together for a while, but it's never been anything serious. John is my brother, so we kind of grew up playing together. And Travis has been my best friend since I can remember. But back then it was a lot more Metallica. Yeah, just stuff like that.
Well, yeah, we pretty much stayed up till like 2 in the morning when we were like 12 years old playing Metallica covers in my mom's garage.
Yeah.
Until she would come out and just shut the operation down.
And I really hope your mom's listening right now.
I do too, yeah.
And I love her for it.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
So what was the shift? What made you guys, you know, number one, you know, go from just messing around playing covers and whatever to deciding to be a band? And also, what was the musical shift from, you know, the Metallica covers to more of a bluegrass Americana folk influence style?
Well, I grew up playing drums, so that's where that whole thing came from. It's not very much fun to play drums to folk bluegrass music. Yeah. But yeah, I played bass and drums in a few bands and a few rock bands. And then once I started writing my own music, it came out more Americana folk style. And I know that Travis was really into it, really into that style. And I asked him to originally play guitar with me, but he picked up the banjo, and we never looked back from that.
Yeah, Jake actually recorded a, like an 8-song, was it?
Yeah.
Like a little album of a couple of songs that we kind of turned into the Great Wide Open songs now, but I talked to him when he was recording that and just kind of half-heartedly made a joke about coming in and recording banjo on one of his songs. And I only knew about 2 chords, so I just went in and did what I could on one of those songs. And I think ever since then, probably the next week, we just started sitting on back porches and seeing what we could come up with.
Yeah, and I don't think we ever officially said we're a band. Yeah. I think we just kind of hung out. And then
until we had to do something.
Yeah, exactly. And we went to an open mic, and then it's like, well, I guess we're a band now.
what was the decision even to sort of take it from the porch to going out and doing this in front of people rather than just, you know, hanging out and playing for yourselves? Was there a moment when you guys said, yeah, hey, we're ready, or it's time, or was it just like, oh, we're going to do this thing, and oh, hey, now we're a band?
Yeah. Well, it was, yeah, all just the back porch, but I think that the three of us just really think that, you know, folk music is really, really, has really inspired us, and we think that we really need to try our best to inspire other people to get influenced, the people that influenced us, so that we can keep this train rolling, you know, and it doesn't die out. And we're just trying to do our part with that. And I really think that we all have things that we want to say and that we want to accomplish. And I think that we had to move from the porch to make that possible.
And most definitely. And, it was kind of just natural because I think it just started out playing, like, the open mic at Peaches. We've played that a handful of times, and that's been great every time. And we actually came into town. I think there was a parade about to be going on, and Jake and I drove into town about 2 minutes before the parade. We didn't even know what was going on. We drove downtown and parked and just got out, and we were just going to play music on the sidewalk, and we were just passing through and decided to grab our instruments and sit out there on a bench and play, and it was just a blast. People, I mean, I don't even know if we played a complete song because we didn't really have a whole lot. And we but people were digging it, and it's been great. It's been a great feeling. I know Jake and John and I are all about just playing anywhere that we possibly can, whether it's acoustic on a sidewalk or at a venue.
I think that on that sidewalk, we only played the first 2 minutes of Bob Seger.
Yeah.
I think that's the only thing we played, like, over and over again.
You said that
you know, folk music has you know, is really important to you guys, and you know, you want to be a part, you know, a part of the continuation of the folk tradition. Did you guys grow up listening to folk and Americana, or when did you come to it as listeners?
My brother and myself grew up with a lot of old rock and roll in the house, a lot of Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, Tom Petty, things like that. So that was our upbringing. Our grandpa played country music, and it wasn't until later in my life that I got a hold of Bob Dylan's Blonde on Blonde, and I really, really dove into that. And then me and Travis really got into the Avery Brothers and stuff like that. And then I think that's when it clicked in my head that, you know, that's a style of music that I really appreciate and I really enjoy playing.
I feel like it comes natural to us, the style that we play and what we're able to play and write, because we're not overly talented musicians. we play what we can, we write what we can, and I think it's a good fit. It works for us, I think.
What's the writing process like for you guys?
Oh, it's a headache.
Jake
actually has a lot of input in the writing process. I know he's got a lot of lyrics and melodies and guitar parts. And
my problem is I have this huge issue with explaining things. And I feel like Travis and John are constantly trying to read my mind or my body language to see to find out what I'm actually trying to say. Because, I'm scatterbrained, to say the least. And so when I'm trying to explain a song, it's like, well, dude, what if we went, like, something from this, like, ba-na-na-na-na, to that, like, do-do-do part? And they're just kind of like, okay, well, what chords are those? And I'm like, I'm not entirely sure.
And then, he plays a chord, and we grind it till we find it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even think some of the chords I play are even real chords.
I don't – you're an inventor, that's for sure.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So having played together for so long – Does that make some of that interpretation from, you know, made up chords or whatever it may be, to translating it into the finished product, has the fact that you guys, you know, have known each other for so long and have been playing together, you know, regardless of style for so long, does that help that at all? Or does that almost sometimes make it easier to or more difficult because you're kind of taking for granted, you know, what the other one is thinking?
I think it absolutely helps. Only because my poor brother has been putting up with me my whole life when it comes to music. And so he pretty much knows where I'm going with a song before I think I do. And I think that we all just get along really well and we have our own sense of humor. So I think that's why Travis has to play kick drum, banjo, harmonica, and sing harmonies at the same time, because everyone just comes in, they're just kind of like, okay, well, what can I do?
Yeah, we need something else there. Yeah. It's like, well, there's only two of us, so I'll grab this, you do that, and let's see if we can play it.
Exactly, and then we're just like, well, I guess we don't have to find another guy to play with us. We'll just make Travis do it. And I think that it's really, really laid back for me as a songwriter having my two best friends being in the band, because I don't feel any pressure from anybody to write, like, the next, you know what I mean, great song. I feel like that we just roll with it and we put out what feels right. And I think it's really organic and natural.
Nice. Very nice. So what does the new year look for you guys? I know I've seen some things online about recording and things like that. What's 2014 shaping up to be?
Well, we're recording right now with a girl named Shelby Mary, who is just a great friend of ours, and she is a very, very talented musician. She's great. She plays piano, sings. She kind of plays a little bit of everything, I would imagine. But we've been going down to her place, and just whenever our schedules line up, and we're hoping to release a 8-song album. In a perfect world, it would be a spring, early summer type of deal, and then as soon as we have that in our hands, we're hoping to. Since we all have to work full-time jobs, we're hoping to hit the road on the weekends and just pile our money up and see where we can get. And if we can play on the sidewalk and make $10 or nothing, but, you know, hand out a few CDs or meet some friends or actually play a venue, we're hoping that if everything works out this summer, that we can just kind of hit the road and maybe take a long weekend every now and then and just get as far as we can, hit a new place, you know, as much as we can, and just try to get music out there, really. Just try to meet as many people as we can and just make some friends and play some music, really.
Yeah, I think we're kind of doomed being a new band in the age of the internet, because it's really easy to sit back and, you know, invite people to things and never really go out and do it. And I think that we strive to, or we're going to strive, and we do, to be face-to-face with people, because we feel like that's how our music will be taken best, is, you know, played on the sidewalk.
Definitely.
For people and stuff like that. But, yeah, we just plan to grow organically with people and hope that they come along for the ride.
Absolutely.
Do you find that the playing on the sidewalk thing, I know in other cities it's still pretty common, but around here there's just a handful of musicians that are doing it pretty regularly. What do you find the reaction is from audiences? Are they surprised to see you out there? Are they excited? Do you feel like you're putting yourselves out there in a different way?
I think it's been going over pretty well. Honestly, I would love to see a lot more of it, not just from us, but from, I wish I could walk downtown. I don't spend much time in cities, but if I was and I could walk down around downtown and more people were out playing, that would be great. I would love that. And like I say, we've only done it a handful of times so far, but I think it's went over pretty well. Jake, I don't know what you think. I mean, people always stop and even if it's for just a few seconds, we'll listen. And I mean, I don't, nobody's yelled at us yet. So
yeah.
I mean, it can't be going horrible.
Yeah. I think there's a really, really cool, like, novelty to it, like street performance and stuff. And I think that people, you know, they walk by and they're like, oh, I wonder what's going on here.
Yeah.
And, hopefully we're good enough that they're like, oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
When are you guys okay, actually going to play right somewhere?
Do you guys have anything coming up that people can come out and see, or should they just keep their eyes on the online channels for that?
I think we're playing, is it the Thompson House? Is that what that
yes.
is, Jake? In Cincinnati on, oh man, what day is it? The 21st? It's...
We can always put it up online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
fine.
It's...
we have this problem with dates.
It is the 21st. It's a Friday of this month. We're playing down there. I know there's a lot of people playing. So
that's a really cool place.
Yeah. Too. We've only played Cincinnati once, I think. We went down there, and I think it was for a final Friday or first... I don't know what their Friday event is, but we went down with... I mean, it was probably this cold outside, and Jake and I went down with hopes of at least playing on the sidewalk, and we happened to walk into a bar that had a big stage and nothing set up on it, and we happened to talk to the bartender and ended up talking to the owner, and he just let us get on there and play for a while, and it worked out great, so I'm very excited to go back down to Cincinnati. I know we have a few friends down there, so hopefully they'll make it. Again, I think that's the 21st. It's a Friday at the Thompson House.
If people want to keep tabs on where you're going to be in the future, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Oh, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I think the Facebook is just The Great Wide Open, and Instagram and Twitter are at TGWO Band. And we love talking to people on that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Great. Well, guys, shall we do some more live ones?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and hear some more live music from The Great Wide Open, and we'll get links up to all of their social media channels on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. We'll be right back with more live music from The Great Wide Open. This is WISO.
Everything I do going to be funky.
In a world where music has no boundaries, one radio station, one DJ will risk everything to return Dayton back to the land of funk. Go behind the groove with your host,
Radio Basim.
Get behind the groove after Around the Fringe Friday nights on WISO.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. Coming up on the next On Point, the White House debates a drone attack against a U.S. citizen and terror suspect in Pakistan. We'll look at Washington's kill list and American drone policy now. That's coming up on the next On Point from NPR.
Tonight at midnight on your public radio station, 91.3 WYSO.
A century ago, no one had to pay composers to play their music. Then the organization ASCAP was founded.
I love the idea that the music can go someplace without me, and that I may not know about it, but somehow ASCAP finds out.
I'm Renee Montaigne, the surprisingly tough story of how songwriters get paid on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tomorrow morning from 5 till 9 on your public radio station, 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumholt, and we've been chatting with The Great Wide Open. We've got a link up to their Facebook page on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Hop over there, connect with them, but don't do it yet, because you're going to want to hear some live music. I'm going to hand things back over to the band in the WYSO performance space.
This next song is called Toy Trains, and it was the first song I ever wrote. So.
Lying on the floor of carpet against my cheek, you're getting dressed, cleaning up at the sink. It's like chasing toy trains, my eyes go round again. The way your bones fill out your skin. If you saw mine, baby, then I'd find a floral vase to keep it in. I'd fill it with water, let you swim round daffodil petals and stems. It's like chasing toy trains, my eyes go round again. And past the point of somber dates to solitude in a card game with a hardly named pride and a bastard named time. And it's always like chasing toy trains, my eyes go round again. It's always like chasing toy trains, my eyes go round again and again and again and again.
So the next song we're about to do, I think it's the last song, actually,
is
called Ohio, and we actually have a music video for it. It was shot by our good friend Jake Bonham.
Big JB.
Yeah, Jake B. Actually stars my girlfriend, Melissa. all right, so you can find it on YouTube. I'm sure we've posted it on our Facebook. It's Great Wide Open. The song is called Ohio.
Here we go. One, two, three, four.
I know when I go down past the fit of red bonds with the city girls, drive their daddy's cars to the lake house for the summer, looking for a suntan and a seasonal lover. And we could spend all day writing songs and bathing in the sun, and then all night climbing fences and breaking bottles just for fun. And we could tell each other stories about love, about love and all its glory. Take me home, tree. And she has to leave every time, and I can't get her off my mind. And she said it was nice to meet you, but you know I gotta go, 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 go. I got one foot on the gas, I got one eye looking back. I see my brown-eyed girl standing there with her back's back. Open eyes. Then I can't get her off my mind. She said it was nice to meet you, but you know I gotta go, 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 go. She has to leave every time. Then I can't get her off my mind. She said it was nice to meet you, but you know I gotta.
Great Wide Open live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out. We've got links up to their Facebook page on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Connect with these guys and keep track of what they are doing this year. Thank you guys so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Check out The Great Wide Open. All the info on facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Right now we're going to hear a new one from The Broken Bells. This is from their After the Disco album.